This is Beyond the Weather. I'm Dan Bross with Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy Climate Specialist Rick Toman. We live in the lower few meters of the atmosphere, but our weather depends on what's happening high above us. So, Rick, I wanted to ask you, how did meteorologists first begin to probe the upper atmosphere?
As early as the early 20th century, the Weather Bureau did kite observations. After that, there was actually an era where aircraft were regularly flown. And here in Fairbanks, for instance, there are airplane-derived observations from the early 1930s that the Weather Bureau was using. That, of course, was in part limited to at least reasonable weather. And so the big change really was the advent of the weather balloon with some meteorological instrumentation on that, radioed back during the late 1930s and really in the 1940s. And that's when we saw the emergence of the worldwide weather balloon network that remains a mainstay of gathering weather information from above the surface of the Earth to this day.
So why hasn't the balloon been replaced by satellite observations?
There's a whole lot of budget people that would love to be able to replace those weather balloons with satellite-based observations. But so far, overall, they're not as good at picking out the details through the depth of the atmosphere. So weather balloons remain absolutely critical in ways that other observations maybe are less important than they used to be.
Okay, we'll have to follow up on another show because balloon technology is also advancing. Thanks, Rick. Beyond the Weather is a cooperative production of KUAC and the Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.